But just to end with the third and final hergish, and that is, I saw in the Eretz Tzvi, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai. See, he brings that he heard from his Rebbe, the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, the Hillel Gavni Nezer, who heard from the Chlush Arim, who heard from the Rebbe Rabbinim, Rabbi Simcha Binim from Pshischa, that the Rebbe Rabbinim used to say, so this goes straight through the Polish track, all the way up to the Rebbe Rabbinim. He used to say the following. He used to say that Chanukah and Purim is what keeps Klal Yisrael alive throughout the Golas. The Yid leapt in Golas for Chanukah and Purim. This is what he used to say. And the Rebbe Rabbinim was masper. He said, because Chanukah and Purim are unique. These are Yomim Toivim that fall out during the week. Right? They're Yomim Toivim, but really they happen during Yimei Chayil. Usually a Yontif, you're not allowed to do Malacha. It's a Yontif. It's Mamish like Shabbos. Ain't been Yontif le Shabbos. Elo Eichel Nefesh Bavad. Also a Mishnah Megillah. So usually Yontif is a Yontif. But Chanukah and Purim are Yomim Toivim. But despite the fact that the Yomim Toivim, they happen during the Chayil. Golus is a Yom, is Chayil. It's Yimei Chayil. But so what keeps us going? It's the Yontif that happens to coincide with the Chayil. These were the Tifa, Verta, that Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshischa said. So the Kozhuk Lava Goyen said that he heard from his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, that he added a Tosefes beer. He said a Dover Nifla. Said the Avnei Nezer, he said, Chanukah and Purim are the only Yom Tovim that fall out during Yimei Chayil. But there's something else that's unique about Chanukah and Purim as Yom Tovim. That the only Yom Tovim that you never make Havdalah. You don't make Havdalah after Chanukah, and you don't make Havdalah after Purim. And said the Avnei Nezer, that you know why you don't make Havdalah after Chanukah and Purim? Because when you make Havdalah, you're being mavdal ben kodesh l'chol. Megizegin sich mit Shabbos. Megizegin sich mit Yom. You're malava the Malka. You're not malava Chanukah. You're not malava Purim. Because Chanukah and Purim don't go away. Chanukah and Purim is what keeps the Yidden throughout the Golas. This is what the Avnei Nezer said. And he said, that's the tifkeit in what the Rebbe Rabbinim said. That you don't make Havdalah after Chanukah. You don't make Havdalah on Purim. So the Kozhuk Lava Goyen ended, and we'll end with this. He said that the Rambam says that even though all the Yom and Tovim are going to be bottled, but the Yontav of Purim, that's going to be Chai V'Kaim. The Yontav of Purim is going to be around forever. And the Marsha said, we spoke this Marsha at the time, on Daftal Ramad Aleph, that the Gemara says, Chayif Adam, a person has to read the Megillah at night, Shenemar, L'man Yizamercha Chavoid V'lo Yidoyim, Hashem Eloikai Lo'oilo Maideko. And that's the Makar, that you're supposed to read the Megillah, not only at night, but at day as well. Right, L'man Yizamercha Chavoid, Abba V'lo Yidoyim, I'm going to do it again, I'm not going to shvayg in the morning. Margin Nachamul, I'm going to chazer it over. Chayif Adam L'shnoisa. You're supposed to chazer over the Mikra Megillah. But how does the pasuk end? This pasuk that's talking about Mikra Megillah, it's la'oila maideka. La'oila means even lasa lava. So the Kozhuk Lava Goyen said that Purim is a yontif of la'oila maideka. You don't make Havdalah after Purim. The reason you don't make Havdalah after Purim is because you never really gizegin zech Purim. Because Purim is a yontif that a yid's supposed to take with him throughout the whole year. Mishenichnas adar marbin besimcha. But really, it's something that you're supposed to take with you for the whole year. The avoid of Purim, said the Rebbe Rabbinim, is to take it with us. And he said the yidin that were able to take Purim with them throughout the whole year, he said Chanukah also, but the yidin were able to take Purim with them, were able to have a tremendous chizik. He said Purim, it's the oirois of Purim, the ashpois of Purim that take the yidin with us. Take, and that's the manyas amercha chavid v'lo yidoyim, Hashem aleikai lo'oilam oideka, it's lo'oilam oideka, it's lo'asad lovay lo'oilam oideka, but it's also the whole year lo'oilam oideka. So we should talk about zoicha that we should be able to live with the Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. We should be Zoicha to Leman Yizamercha Chavid V'lo Yidayim Hashem Aleikai V'Oilam Aydeka. Apparently you're not really supposed to ever Gezegen Zech with Chayidash Adar. It's coming around, right around the corner, and then it's going to come again. And on that note, I think very befitting, Hadran Aloch B'nei Yo'ir V'Slik Olam Mesechtes Megillah.